Hi, and welcome to another edition of Visions with me, Yudeli Wickham-Ashby. And today I feel really special to have in my company Miss Mary Brown, a very common sounding Caribbean name, a very common surname in Barbados. But today my guest, Marie, is from the beautiful island of Mauritius. Welcome to the program, Marie.
Thank you very much, and hello to everybody.
Before we get into the conversation, Marie, I want to wish you and all mothers a very blessed and wonderful Mother's Day. You know,
thank you. I
feel
much.
Very honored.
Happy Mother's Day to you as well.
Thank you. So I just want to really celebrate our mothers around the world today, because you do such an awesome job as mothers, as grandmothers, as aunts, just being that mother figure for so many children, young adults, you know, really giving us some good direction.
Hey, mama.
Hi, mama.
Oh, my, oh, my. Oh, mama, don't cry. Gonna keep you by the phone so high.
Reaching out to all the mothers in the world. Sometimes just the way things are to be, yeah.
Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. It's my words and muttering. Mama, I will never let you down. I'll never go away, I'll always be around. You know why you do it, such love that you found. I'm always gonna let you wear that crown. Through the roughest of times, you maintain your calm, your words, your only end, while sheltering me from the storm. And when it's cold, you wrap me in a towel so warm. Oh my, I'm so glad I was born. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Oh, thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. This is my world. I'm gonna make you so proud. Such good son you have. You're the one who teaches me all the good from the bad. Even when the system keeps pressuring my dad, you've got I.O. Thanks be unto the most I got. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Give you all my love, oh yeah. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. All my vision, aspiration, I owe it all unto you. It's my words and my offering. I'm a big man now, that's how things go. Things they do to survive, only Jai knows. Fiercely protecting us while watching us grow. You've been up, even when it's on the down low. Work so hard. See us go to school, blisters on your fingers so they can't take us for food. I'm here for a purpose, I'm here to rule. Most I try, Rastafari will see us through. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Thank you, mama, for the 9 months you carried me through. All those pain and suffering. No one knows the pressure you bear, just only you. Oh. Now it's my turn to make life. I'm so mature, you know I've got my kids and my wife. And I'm positively sure I'm doing fine. And still can do so much more. You'd prepare me for the future, my love, you deserve. Keep doing your thing, while others not knowing. Go deep inside your heart, mama, you know.
So, Marie, let's start with your childhood. You are visually impaired. Were you born with a vision impairment or did you acquire it as you grew older?
I was born totally blind.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess like any other parents, my parents were sad or lost, you know, didn't know what to do, where to go. I mean, back then it wasn't that easy. From what I was told, actually they found out about my blindness when they gave me a toy they were playing, and my grandparents, my grandmother especially, found out that I was focusing on just the sound. And this is where, you know, they suspected something. So they decided that they would take me to a doctor where my blindness was confirmed.
Okay.
My mother, who was back then working in a hotel, spoke to one of her bosses who decided that he would sponsor my surgery in South Africa. So I went there twice for surgery, but both of them were unfortunately not successful.
Okay. So then what was your childhood like growing up? I know most people back in the 50s, 60s, 70s would have gone to the Salvation Army School for the Blind. Was that available to you in Mauritius?
Well, for me in Mauritius, well, for those who might not know, Mauritius is a small island located in the eastern coast of Africa. And as for many parents, my parents, as much as they were sad and everything, but they were encouraged by the blind school to empower me as a fully sighted child. So I grew up, I had my friends, I had my relatives whom I spent a lot of time with. And I went to, as I said, I went to the blind school, and I had a pretty much nice childhood, I should say.
Okay. And after school, what was it for you?
After primary school, of course, I had to attend secondary school, and I left after what we call over here the General Certificate of Education. After that, I left school because I was in a hurry to go on the job market, I should say. So I started to work. My first job, I had that when I was 21. I was working in the mini club of a hotel where, you know, I had the privilege to, you know, be with kids. You know, just like the other hostesses, I've been playing with kids and thing. I worked for a short period of time. Then I got married at the age of 21. And then I stayed home for some time until 2005, where I got a job in another hotel as a telephone operator. And after some times, I got pregnant of my first child. So, you know, like any mother who, you know, got pregnant of their first child, I wanted to enjoy that to the fullest. So I deliberately left my job. You know, I told myself and I told my bosses, listen, I'm not going to stay. Not that I wasn't comfortable out there. Of course, I was. I enjoyed working. I loved my job, but I enjoyed my pregnancy much more. For me, it was just a glory to be pregnant. So I stayed home and enjoyed my pregnancy. I got my first daughter, my eldest, at the age of 24 in 2006. Then, you know, I stayed home. I wasn't interested in finding any sort of job. I wanted to stay home. I wanted to enjoy every minute of her first 3 years, I should say. I enjoyed, I wanted that. I deliberately wanted that. So I had fun with her. You know, I learned how to do things, you know, on the spot as I went around.
So tell us a little more, Marley, as a mother who's blind, having a child, and we know that as toddlers, as young children, they can be very mischievous. They can, you know, when you're calling them, sometimes they hide and not answer, or little tricks like that. How did you manage that?
Well, for me, I took it just as a game, you know, just as a game that, you know, that we played, because as you already know, and some others can imagine, children, you know, they love to play, and they love it when their parents play with them, and they know, you know, they have something that I would say a special sense that, you know, tell them that, listen, mommy's blind or what. So sometimes, you know, they, with their innocence, they just take that as a game. So they would hide, and then they would say, catch me if you can, or whatever. But that was fun. I did enjoy that. That was much more of a fun than a challenge.
Okay. And when it came time for her to go to school, what was that experience like, you taking her to school?
Well, that one was tough, especially the first 2 weeks. That was a big, big challenge. I guess I felt much more sad maybe than she, because she was happy she would be going to school and everything. But when I went there and left her, she started to cry, and then that made me cry. You know, there was a time where I told myself, and I told her that, I said, I'm going with you when you will go to get her when school finishes at 2. So, you know, and then when I went there for maybe 2 or 3 days, I found her at the gate. She was there waiting for me. And I told her, it's not good for you to walk around. You have to stay in class. And she said, no, mama, I want to come home. And, you know, I mean, until the time she, you know, she learned that she has to wait until school finishes for her to leave. Then eventually, after 2 years of pre-primary, she to primary school right away, where she started to go on school bus and, you know, okay, and so on. So it was a very, very good experience.
Wonderful. And before we get to your second child, let's talk a little about how did you find the teachers and other parents reacted to you?
Actually, it wasn't really a big issue. I mean, because from what I heard, there was one of her teachers who told me, she said, my daughter, you know, mentioned at school, yes, my mother is blind. And she mentioned it according to the teacher from a normal perspective. So as far as I know, there was no sort of comments, you know, that might be embarrassing or anyway.
Okay, nice. Right, so then you divorced your first husband and got married again and have a second child. So tell us a little about this journey.
Well, like many other couples, unfortunately, the marriage didn't last. So, you know, we had a divorce. And then later on, that's what, 4 years ago now, I met somebody else from Jamaica. Well, the listeners might think, listen, how could this be? I'm from the East Coast of Africa and he's from Jamaica. But we met in a group. And then after some time, I went over there, you know, for us to meet physically. And I was there for 30 days. And after 6 months, he came over to Mauritius where we got married. And then now we have our little Rendisha. She is now 15 months old.
This sounds like such a romantic experience that, you know, we can create a movie and a novel around this.
There was a time where Randy told me, listen, maybe one day we could write something, whatever, the impossible romance.
Yes.
This is what he told me back then.
Yes, yes. Because I think there are so many people who are doubtful around long distance relationships or meeting people online and a really wonderful relationship blossoming from such, you know? So this is proof that it can work.
Of course. It's like, well, Jimmy Cliff says it well. But you can get it if you really want, I think.
Yes. Okay, so then, Marie, you and Randy, your new husband, became pregnant only to discover that your daughter has an eye condition as well. How did you and Randy cope with this? How did you feel when you first learned that your daughter has an eye condition?
Well, after I delivered, the doctors said that everything was fine. And for me, well, I was okay with that. But when she was 5 months old, we decided that we would go to one of my aunties. And we were just walking around, and then she was playing with her, and she told me, she said, you know, maybe you should take her to an ophthalmologist. And I said, what is happening? What do you see? You know, so she was trying to explain to me that from her experience, from what she has experienced with me back then, it would be good for me if, you know, if we could take her to an ophthalmologist. So this is what we did. And this is where we found out, you know, they told us that she had bilateral cataract. Well, at first I was like, wow, it was like, you know, everything was falling on my head. Like, I really didn't know what to do. Like, how could this be not her? You know, like, but then, I don't know, I guess I would say God was beside me. And, you know, it's like God told me, listen, I just don't give up. Stand up for her. Mm-hmm. She needs you. So we decided to take her to the eye hospital. She recently had her right eye operated last October. Then in March, like by the end of March, she had her left eye operated. So now she will be having a follow-up at hospital. And I guess until the time comes for her to have her lenses. But now she can walk. She can easily recognize people. And she plays around. It's okay.
Great. Emotionally, though, how did you and Randy deal with the knowledge that your daughter has this eye condition?
Honestly, when it's about these things, I have to tell you, Randy is much more stronger than me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But I have cried. I almost lost my way. But for Randy, you know, he told me, he said, listen, this can be treated, you know. So he was much more stronger. I have to give thanks for that, because I guess if he wasn't, that would have been harder.
Yes, yes. Definitely. It would have been a bit more difficult for you to cope and to really, you know, regain your strength as well. Okay, so now Randisha had the operations and she has some vision. How do you feel with this news, and what are the perspectives coming from the ophthalmologist?
When we last went to hospital, which was at the end of March, as I mentioned to you earlier, the doctor told me that she has full vision in her right eye.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a relief, a big relief. Even if, you know, he would tell me otherwise, well, she's my daughter, she's my baby, she's my, you know, and but I was very, very happy to hear that.
Good news indeed. And Marie, how would you say your older daughter coped with the news that her younger sister had this eye condition?
At first, she didn't really understand.
Mm-hmm. How old is she now?
At first, she is 15 now.
Mm-hmm.
Because at first, when I first sat her down and told her, she told me, she said, "Mommy, how could this be? Me, I can see whatever, whatever." And I told her, I said, "These things happen. She will be okay. She will have treatment, you know." And then she told me, she said, "She is my little sister. And I have to always look after her." It's like, because remember, there are 14 years of difference between the two of them.
Yes.
So she, most of the time, feel like, you know, she has to look after her.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, that's good that she has that protective attitude towards her younger sister and a willingness to really be a sister and not, you know, separate herself simply because she has a sight impairment.
No, my daughter, I guess from the time when she was younger, she, as I said, she knew I was blind. She never even asked me, how could that be? What happened? She never asked me. For her, I am blind and this is it.
Right. That's her normal.
Yeah, I mean, she never asked me.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Marie, as a young mother with a young husband, what would you say to other mothers who may be in a situation like yourself where you as the mother have an impairment and then you have a child with an impairment, a disability as well? What support, what guidance would you give to them?
Just stand up and focus on what you believe in.
Okay. I think that is powerful. Yes. Because once you stand up, strength will come.
Right. It comes by itself. Mm-hmm. As much as things might be tough, sometimes, you know, we all have challenges to face. But, you know, we might even fall. But once we stand up, the strength comes by itself.
Okay. And my final question to you, Marie, are you presently working or are you just at home enjoying your young baby?
No, I am actually working. I work at the blind school. I am a Braille instructor.
Fabulous. Well, on that positive note, I want to say thank you, Marie Brown, for sharing your story with us and allowing us to really have an insight into your own strength and
my
wisdom.
Pleasure.
Thank you
Happy
very
Mother's
much.
Day again Happy Mother's to Day. All the mothers. Yes.
Thank you. Celebrate. You have been listening to Visions with me, Yudalee Wickham Ashby, and my special guest, Marie Brown from the lovely island of Mauritius. You can reach out to me on 1-246-269-9660 or via STARCOM on 1-246-430-7300. And you can contact me via email, visionsbarbados@gmail.com. visionsbarbados@gmail.com. And you can check this and past episodes on the VOB929.com website. So until next week, thanks for sharing your company with me. And remember, love yourself and love your neighbor as you love yourself. Ciao.
M is for the million things she gave me. O means only that she's growing old. T is for the tears she shed to save me. H is for her heart of purest gold. E is for her eyes with love light shining. R means right, and right she'll always be. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means the M is for the mercy she possesses. O means that I owe her all I own. T is for her tender, soft caresses. H is for her heart that made a home. E means everything she's done to save me. R means right and regular, you see. Put them all together, they spell mother. A word that means